Friday, and we are rolling into hour number three. Still so much to cover before the clock strikes zero and I turn into a pumpkin. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. And again, my pronouns for today are he, him, and your highness. If you prefer Mr. Delicious, we'll do. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, there's a big freeze on the way, we're told. The weekend weather, well, it could be cold and snowy in some places, but by midweek next week, well, highs in the teens in some places. That's right, real winter. Number two, the impeachment frenzy carries on in Washington, even though many members of the Michigan congressional delegation say people don't seem to care much about that, but they keep doing it. Meanwhile, number one, the president, unfazed, it seems, in many ways. You know, he's angry about it. He's angry with the Democrats. And that's understandable. He continues to get things done despite the continuous barrage of attacks from people like Al Green. Al Green, who proposed impeachment before the president was even inaugurated. Before the president was even inaugurated, Congressman Al Green was saying, we need to impeach. Based on what? Well, we'll think of something. And they've been thinking ever since. They haven't come up with a lot, but they keep thinking about it. Nancy Pelosi will take impeachment for it. By the way, if you don't, let me get you to bite number one. Bite number one, Al Green, I want you to hear this, because if this impeachment doesn't work out, that's okay. They will try again, and they'll do it again. Bite number one with Al Green, go.
My hope is that we will expand this and take up additional issues. But I would also say this for your viewers, for edification purposes. A president can be impeached more than once. So we can do this. We can move forward with what we have on the table currently. We can take this before the Senate, and we can still investigate other issues. And when the president has committed additional offenses, and my suspicion is that he will, we can take those before the Senate. There is no limit on the number of times the Senate can vote to convict or not a president. No limit to the number of times the House can vote to impeach or not a president. So my belief
it can be
is
endless.
That the Speaker will probably say we're going to move forward with what we have now, but we're not going to end investigations, and that there may be possible opportunities to do other things at a later time.
Yep, married but still dating. Impeaching and still investigating. It just goes on, and it's the endless cycle of insanity and partisanship. People want bipartisan, they got bipolar. I'm serious about that. They wanted bipartisan, they got bipolar. Good grief. By the way, doesn't seem to matter to the president. He'll be in Hershey, Pennsylvania next Tuesday, the 10th of December. And then the following Wednesday, 18th of December, he'll be coming back to Michigan for a Merry Christmas rally. On December the 18th, his fourth visit to the state since taking office in 2017, the rally at the Kellogg Arena will be Trump's first to Michigan since a re-election rally in March in Grand Rapids. That, of course, was the first rally after the Mueller report dropped and make a big dud. You know, the Mueller report in March was a big dud. That's why now we're on to impeachment of a phone call. Anyhow, the rally will occur about 2 weeks after Mike Pence was here. Mike Pence just here. And Mike Pence on his way back as well, we understand. The December 18th rally will be held in the district of U.S. Representative Justin Amash, the Republican who, well, the pretend Republican who, well, I have this rub with Amash because, you know, calling his office, well, he doesn't get up that early. He can't be on your program. It's just too early. Really? This time of day is too early to come on the program and talk about the things you're working on, what's going on. Really? What are you laying in bed? I'm up at 4 every day, and you're laying in bed. Fascinating. Anyhow, there's a handful of Republicans, at least four, competing for the party's nomination. A couple of Democrats trying to take on the seat there that Amash has for the 3rd Congressional District. Trump won Michigan, you know, by 10,704 votes in 2016. His closest margin of victory. I might remind you, though, it was not the closest state. New Hampshire won by a much smaller margin to Hillary Clinton. Makes you wonder what really happened there. The state remains a battleground, does Michigan, which is, you know, go back to October 2016. Go back to the end of October 2016. And there was polling numbers. One poll in particular said that Hillary Clinton was winning Michigan by 14 points or something stupid. All the other polls were, you know, 4, 6, 8. One poll got it right. Trafalgar, as I recall, was Trafalgar Group got it right. I got it right. But that's about it. That's about it as far as Michigan went. And, of course, Trump won the presidency, winning Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And Michigan will, of course, be back in the thick of it. In fact, it's been several weeks now, but the New York Times, in one of its rare accurate reporting pieces, said that Michigan will be the center of the 2020 election because if Michigan goes for Trump, Trump wins. I believe that. I believe that Trump has already secured Florida. So if he doesn't have to work very hard for Florida, which he doesn't anymore, with Ron DeSantis as popular as he is as governor and the president living in Florida, he'll have to spend less time there and he can concentrate on Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota and New Hampshire and Pennsylvania, Nevada, Minnesota, like I said, so he can put more states in the victory column. But he's coming here for this rally. It's coming up the 18th. Kayleigh McEnany, who's become a pretty good friend of ours, working for the Trump campaign. Michigan is booming thanks to President Trump. Jobs are coming back to the state. Michigan adding 75,000 new jobs. President Trump is delivering on his promises, and he looks forward to celebrating those successes with the great men and women of Michigan this Christmas season. That's the message from the campaign. The trip scheduled as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats continue their articles of impeachment and their ridiculousness. It doesn't matter. In a statement yesterday, Republican Chair Laura Cox said Trump has stood up for the residents of Michigan during his 3 years in office. While Democrats play partisan political games in Washington, Trump is fighting for Michigan workers and farmers who've been hurt by failed trade policies for far too long. And make no mistake, one of the big messages coming in to Battle Creek will be USMCA, getting it done. Now, there's some things about the USMCA that are hidden in the back pages that I don't care for and should probably be looked at pretty closely. But you can't get there if Nancy Pelosi won't even move the legislation out for debate and consideration. And what I'm talking about are international tribunals that would have some authority over trade and trade practices and trade deals. I don't like that. It's a carryover from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Be careful about how you play with sovereignty. Be careful with that. Don't sign that deal if you have any risk of sovereignty issues. That's my advice. But you can't even get there to that part of the conversation if you can't get it to the floor. And that's that. Hey, I want to make sure that your Christmas is a big one, and I want to make sure you get there with clean water and pure air. Pure water and clean air can come to you from Wolverine Waters Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway. It's worth $7,500. If you sign up for a free water test at your home or cottage, you can get entered to win. You'll get a Blue Line water treatment system with nickel-plated brass valves, and it's just incredible. A Pure Health reverse osmosis drinking water system with alkaline for your good health, and a clean air station for air purification. It's great, man. I'm not kidding you. Go to stevegruber.com. Check out the new website. Click on that Wolverine Water Systems, Wolverine Water Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway. You could win a $7,500 package from Steve Gruber.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There's one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy and products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, we put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.